Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Olmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast. We got Eric, we got AJ, we got Rudo coming to you live as the Avs shut down the Calgary Flames 6-2 in Calgary. A dominant performance all the way around if you're the Avs. It's a fun game. I'm going to have Eric explain it to you in French in the 60-second rundown.
Was that a fire hat on the picture?
Yeah.
Is it a fire helmet, whatever? Fire helmet?
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly right.
All right. In French? We're doing this in French?
Yep. Ready?
All right.
Two.
L'Avalanche est allé à Calgary aujourd'hui et puis a connu une bonne première période avec 20 lancés au but contre 9, je crois, mais perdait 2-1 après 20 minutes de jeu. On a décidé entre la période à dire s'il allait gagner la deuxième période, il allait gagner le match. C'est exactement ce qui s'est passé. Le trio de McKinnon, Rantanen et Nikushkin étaient en feu. Ils ont totalement dominé contre un club de Calgary qui était, il y a beaucoup de trous dedans, beaucoup très faible. Alors, ils ont dominé. Mellostat a marqué un but. Duhem a également eu une passe. Walker. Les nouveaux venus se sont jumelés au pointage. Puis la troisième période, mais écoute, c'est sûr que c'est rien passé là. McKinnon a joué juste 17 minutes de jeu. Alors, on se voit demain à Vancouver après une grosse victoire à Calgary.
You said some stuff.
I said
well
it.
Well said.
I learned one French word.
What, McKinnon?
It was Walker.
Walker.
It's still Walker.
I heard
those names are usually the same.
He said le trio.
Le trio.
For McKinnon, Rantanen, and Nichushkin, I think.
See? That's better than you.
I wasn't listening.
It was a love language type of night for the Avalanche.
Yeah, we really should be doing shots of wine after that. Yeah. Just glass it up in here a little bit. Put the pinky up in the air and do little shots of wine.
I'm here for it.
After he just dropped that in French. We're going to bring it back, though.
Yeah, we're gonna do it in English now. First period of this game, really have no complaints about the way the Avalanche played the period, other than two goals against to 1-4, despite outshooting them, 19-7, was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Either way, a dominant period that you lose on the scoreboard. It's tough, because particularly on the first goal, there's a bit of tough luck there. But Eric, you were talking about it.
19-9.
Okay. Yeah. Still dominant. First of all, Avs get on the board first. Awesome. Power play works. Great connection. Nichushkin in front, immediately making impact. Again on this team. I know he scored the game winner the other night, but for a guy who's working his way back into the lineup, went from scored a big goal, really didn't think he was all that effective the game the other night. Tonight, he was an absolute monster all the way around from the first goal all the way through. I'm sure we'll talk about him more in the three stars. But the Avs start off the right way, and we've seen this a lot this year, where they play well, but they lose the period on the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. Are you cool with it tonight? Is it, hey, end game result of the period, or end result of the game is great, so who cares? You played well. Don't overthink the fact that you lost that period.
I think when you have a 6-2 final, you really don't care that you lost the first period 2-1.
Okay.
You played great, and the first goal against, you don't like the play by Frederik Olofsson behind the net.
Soft.
It's incredibly soft, and it might be why he gets reassigned an hour after this game. And it's also bad luck, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
The second one is bad decisions by Josh Manson and then Andrew Cogliano in the neutral zone.
Yep.
Those are two trusted veterans that you have in the lineup in part because you're saying don't make bad decisions. Josh Manson, it's a little more frequent. He's got nights like that. It's fine. And poor Sam Girard does everything that he can on that.
Makes the defensive
play. One versus
play.
Three. Yeah. Is actually like, I don't know. It's great. I thought it was great. Yeah. And what you don't mind at all about this game versus other games is that, yeah, they lost the period despite playing very well. But then they came out the next period and continued to play very well. And the only time that they geared it down was when it got to 5-2.
Yep.
When it got to 5-2, eventually it gets to 6-2. But when it got to 5-2, it was over. Yep. And they had completely dominated.
Yep.
It wasn't like it was 5-2. Oh, this is so fluky. This is that. Like,
it was just like the goals are going in that should go in for Colorado.
Yeah, like they dominated Calgary. And then at one point, I mentioned to you on the watch along. Oh, shots on goal are 29 to 13, but the score is 5-2. It's a lot more reflective of how this game has been played because I mentioned to you at the end of the first period. Oh, it's 19-9. They're down 2-1. That feels shitty.
Yep.
So it was that they did not.
There wasn't
let
the
it
goal,
bother
right?
them.
Yeah.
They just kept doing it, and that is the thing. That is a thing that we have seen emotionally from this team. Not enough this year.
Agreed.
Not enough. Just putting the head down, playing the game they need to play, being committed to the process. Whatever, whatever. And the level of domination was thorough.
I would say even in the first period,
it's thorough.
It's fairly often you see the Avs give up those goals back, and that first period ends in shots of like 15-15 or something.
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
19-9.
Absolutely. And the Chicago game is actually the last Chicago game they play is a good example of that. This was, they just kicked the shit out of Calgary. Calgary scored twice on its first three shots.
That was it.
And that was it. That's it. And from a goaltending perspective, perfect.
Yep. Two or less.
I mean, I think till the end of the year, this is what I'm going to talk about is playoff hockey, right? Yeah. You know I mean, and I think that's what they're, this is a team that can win it all. They all know that. This is a team that's going to be judged on. You win it all, it's a plus. If you don't, it's a bust. It is. You have to look at it this way. So, and I think Bednar looks at it this way. So I'm going to look at it tonight where if I go back to that first period, I'm going to use your expression is they got goalied. You know what I mean? Vladar was awesome in the first. He made
for
awesome
exactly
saves.
One period. He was great.
Yeah. No, he was awesome. And then in the second, the dam opened up. I mean, like, you know what I mean? And he just couldn't be able to sustain it. And then. But in the first, he made some great saves. So I'm going to flip the switch a little bit here on, let's say this is the Winnipeg Jets in the playoffs. We all know that Hellebuck can steal periods, steal games.
Absolutely.
So this was a great test tonight by what the two of you have been saying the last 5 minutes is they stuck with it. You know what I mean? Because it's going to happen. You're going to get goalied in the playoffs. It just happens. Guys are so good. Guys are too good, especially if you're going to play Winnipeg or – Ottinger, I know he's had a tough year this year, but I tell you one thing. If this is a time when he can turn it on, it's the playoffs because he's done it before. All of a sudden, he goalies you, and then you get discouraged. You know what I mean? And then the second comes around, and you're like, oh, tonight was a good test, even though we talked about it before. This is a Calgary Flames lineup that's got a lot of holes after trading, Tanev, Hanifin, Lindholm, Markstrom, getting out of it today, this afternoon, after morning skate. I'm just saying. A lot of guys that made the Calgary Flames a decent team, are gone for futures or whatever it was. So this is a team tonight that couldn't compete with the Colorado Avalanche. It was not in the same league, you know. So when the Avs were on, and we all know the Avs tonight were missing Lecky and freaking Parisi and, you know, LOC. I mean, we're going to have to talk about LOC like we talk about Gabe now because he's gone, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so at the end of the day, he will not be back this season.
So we're, you know what I mean? So basically they were missing, you know, Parisi's been an important piece since
he's been really good for him.
So and Lecky's, as we know, he's a key top piece. He's a key piece on special teams on the top six, and so then it pushes guys down, right? So we all know that those were two guys that are that make the lineup. Look, you know,
They started the lineup tonight with Brandon Duhaime in their top six, and at the end of the night, you wouldn't even notice that Lecky wasn't there.
Yeah,
like
you didn't notice his absence at all in this one game.
And to get back to my point is, so in a playoff hockey, you're going to see this. You're going to see you're going to have periods where you got to stick with it, stick to the process, and you're going to hear that all the time, and which brings you to the outcome. And tonight the outcome was they just murdered them in the second period, and then the third period was not. I mean,
it was
just
academic,
killing time because they're playing tomorrow night in Vancouver. It's just like you're just killing time, right? You know, so.
Yes, they were.
I mean, it was
clock couldn't run fast enough.
Oh, what a guy. For both teams, too.
Yeah, during the third period, we looked up and we were like, there's 12 minutes left.
Yeah.
For real with this? Are you
serious? And we were talking about the snowstorm coming. Oh, my God. Like, anyway.
We dealt with the audio issues for an hour.
Yeah. But anyway, that's my point. I think that's the biggest point I take from tonight is, it wasn't going their way on the scoreboard, but it was going their way on, you know, scoring chances and controlling the game. And they stuck with it. They didn't try to do something different and be selfish. And, you know, the Avs play open anyway because of their transition game and their activations and all that stuff. So you don't have to change anything, you know, where some teams do have to open up. And you could see Calgary, like, it was kind of an open game in the first period. It was kind of a track meet. And it's like, oh, you don't want that, buddy. You don't want that with the Avs, and they got it in the second period. They got smacked in the face, and Vladar couldn't, you know, make the saves anymore that he was making in the first.
Yep.
And then again, if you look at it, that third goal there, which ends up being the game-winning goal, I mean, it's a sick shot. I mean, nobody on the Calgary Flames can do what Nathan MacKinnon does.
No.
And that's the difference. That's why the Avs are so good, because they have weapons like that that other teams don't have.
Yep. Taking it goal by goal there as we get into the second period. I know it's a little bit lucky, Josh Manson puck that bounces off stuff, but you talk about the guys that made mistakes. Josh Manson gets his goal back after that mistake on Calgary's second goal.
Yeah.
He's able to have a positive spin on the night by putting that puck in the net. Taking this goal just to jump off on the Avs. Defensive production, something we talk about so much. The Avs defense, that would be a 5-point night for the Avs defense tonight. Two from Taves, one from Manson, one from Walker, one from Kale.
Yeah. Sick.
Pretty good. And when you add defensive scoring to a guy like Casey Mittelstadt, also scoring in your lineup, Avs score 6 goals. Sometimes the math adds up. That's all I'm saying on that one.
I mean, your top line dominates a game again.
Yeah.
Your defense produces a bunch of points, as you're talking about, but you get a goal out of your second line as well.
Yep. And that's how a game you win 4-2 turns into a game you win 6-2.
Well, 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 well.
Funny how that works. On that note, we are brought to you by the fantastic folks over at Coors Light. I had a few during the watch along today. You can get yourself some Coors Light when you're chilling.
Yeah, certainly, that bucket was full.
Yeah, I had a couple. Certainly when you're chilling, Coors Light is the beer created for chilling. On a 6-2 night, you should be chilling. Tiff needs a Coors Light to chill off over there by the look of it.
Chilliwack there, bud.
Coors, fantastic beer to go grab, and you don't even have to go grab it. You can get it delivered right to your house at CoorsLight.com/DNVR. You can get Instacart to ship it right to your front door for you on demand. You can get it the same day within like 60 minutes, depending on where you live. So go get yourself some Coors Light. Let them know DNVR sent you over there to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Get your chill on or your party on, whatever you want with Coors Light. Of course, please drink Coors Light responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And then with a beer in your hand, why not follow my bets for the Colorado Avalanche at Bet365. I hit all three of my bets tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. The Val one felt like free money. That one was just easy. And the biggest one to win. But the other two come through as well. Casey Mittelstadt goal and the Avs to cover. All plus money tonight. Raking in the big bucks. Picking up a few W's on the betting sheet. Of course, you can bet on whatever you want with Bet365 top to bottom, hockey or otherwise. When you do sign up with Bet365, make sure you use code DNVR365. When you sign up with that code and you bet $5 on any NHL game, you'll get $150 in bonus bets just for putting the five down. You can play with the bonus bets, do whatever you want. Bet on Mac to win the heart. Bet on the Avs to win the cup. Bet against your teams if you like to emotional hedge. I understand it. Go that way with it if that's how you feel about it. Do it with Bet365. Of course, when you sign up, you must be 21 or older, physically located in Colorado. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call or text 1-800-GAMBLER today. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. Let's jump in to those three stars of the game. Because boy howdy were the Avs three stars absurdly good in this hockey game. Number three, he's giving it to the 8-shot on goal hero. Oh, the wrong three stars? How could you? John Walker, the third star of the game.
Mm-hmm. He has an assist and finishes with 8 shots on goal, which is pretty funny.
Yep.
But really, this was Sean Walker unleashed. This is the Sean Walker they traded for and the guy that we were all really excited to see. He jumped into play. He was very active all throughout this game, all throughout the competitive parts of this game.
The part that mattered. Yeah.
And watching him get up and down the ice, it was just really, really, really impressive, and it felt like if this is the Sean Walker they're gonna get on most nights,
it'll be pretty good.
Yikes. It's big yikes for other teams.
Defense might be a problem. Yeah.
Yeah, there were some things that I thought he's still some reads in the defensive zone that I wasn't a huge fan of, but a lot of the times, my issues with Sean Walker in the defensive zone in this game came from him being aggressive.
Yep.
And I don't want him to curtail that. I just want him to get comfortable picking his spots. But overall, I thought this was a really, really good game for him.
If I can add to that, like, what I like is he was involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it's not always perfect. I don't mind that. I've always said I don't mind that. You want guys to try. You guys want... And when you try and when you have the puck, you'll make mistakes. It's just, it's a game of mistakes. So a couple times, like you said, he made some mistakes and, you know, but it's the way he recuperated. Like, you know what I mean? If that's the right word. Like
recovered,
he just recovered. You know what I mean? Like he was just right on top of it. Oh my God, I messed up. Recovered, battled, out-muscled the guy, got the puck out. You know what I mean? So it's not always perfect.
Yeah.
But I thought it was awesome. But I thought that he was involved, and I love to see when the D's are involved in the game.
Any defenseman that ends the night with 8 shots on goal means he's playing in the offensive zone a lot.
That means you have the puck.
Yeah.
You got to have the puck.
Yeah, and I didn't go with Devon Taves just because I thought Taves ended up with 2 assists. That's great. But Walker, I thought, was all over the place. He was just so active.
Involved, yeah.
Also, there's no scorekeeping for this, so...
We can do whatever we want.
Exactly. Give it to a guy who probably isn't going to be.
I wasn't
going to
put Nathan MacKinnon on the three stars for the 78th time this season. He can get the star of the week in the NHL.
Yeah, exactly.
Star number two, though, there were two players in this game that were just undeniably at the top of the star list. One of those being Valeri Nichushkin. 3-point night, set up the Avs' first goal on the power play.
Great play.
It's just obvious how much impact Val Nichushkin has on the Colorado Avalanche lineup. He's
a transformative effect.
Yep.
It's really annoying that the Avs can't keep Lekkonen and Nichushkin in the lineup at the same time because that's when you really want to see what this... That's when they should hum.
Yep.
You know, that's the forward core that, for the most part, won a Stanley Cup. You want to see them get going.
They're good.
Val has not missed a beat.
Yep.
Came back and...
Still clicking.
He hit the ground running. And it's a transformative effect. He makes them, his offensive skill level is high. His confidence is higher than it ever has been. The way that he is impacting games is higher than it ever has been. Yep. You know, the two way, everything about it. I might take Val Nichushkin over Mark Stone right now, just given the way that the injuries with Stone
have piled up over the years. Yeah.
It's just that he's that, I think he's at that caliber of play.
I agree.
Where he's such a special two way player. He's become such a special two way player that his offense is really turned a corner into, oh my God.
Can the Avs just have him start taking 300 faceoffs so they can call him a center so he can just win the Selkie? He doesn't actually have to win any of the faceoffs.
Well, he impacts the game. You know, he just does. And he compliments those two guys so well. And again, he'll compliment anybody. You know what I mean? Like, you're right. It'd be nice to see Lekkonen and Val back on the same lineup. It makes such a big difference.
Yeah.
I mean, it stabilizes the adults, like whatever you're talking about, all the time, and it's so true. But, yeah, last game, he was, like Rudo said, he was okay. You know, he makes the big play at the end of the game. But today he was dominant.
Yep.
I mean, like we said on that goal, it's a horse and a moose. Like, I mean, he's just like – you. If he's in front, you can't move him. And he's got good hands. So it's like makes him lethal. And he's quick on pucks. He's quick on jumping on pucks. And that's why he's so effective on the power play. Because not only is he a net front presence, but he jumps on puck, jumps on loose pucks. And that's where he is annoying. And he is tenacious. And, you know, like we always say, he's not the most physical guy. He gets into physical battles, but he's not like a hitter. Yep. He just hunts and gets there, and he's got a great stick. And he can move for a big guy. And, you know, he just, again, it looks like you said, he hasn't missed a step. And this is going to be a great road trip there to get back with the guys and get, you know, not just for the new guys, but, you know, for Val, too. You know what I mean? Like to get back with the guys. And he's been on his own for a while, right?
Well, and let's be honest. He needs to go on a road trip where nothing happens.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
That's, you know,
what I mean.
Not just being around the team, but no shenanigans.
Yep.
Yep.
He just goes out, hangs out with the team.
Handles his business.
Goes back to his hotel room, sleeps, gets up, plays dominant hockey, and goes to sleep. Drama-free. He needs that.
Love it.
Yep. Eric, you said it. It's a horse and a moose, the number one star tonight. The moose man himself.
I mean, he does things. I mean, it's kind of scary. This guy, you should. I mean, it's like those two guys.
Yep.
You shouldn't be that big and have
hands that
nice
like
to that. Hands. You know what I mean? Like, and obviously, the moose different than the train there. But still, I mean, his hands are sick. That goal he scores there. So, I mean, I don't know how you put that in. It's kind of scary, you know. And he's so big. And again. What is he on, a 10-game point streak right now? He's going to end up with 100 points. Does he leave you wanting more? Yes, he does. I mean, it is. But
he didn't,
man,
tonight.
he's so freaking good. Like, he makes plays. He makes shots. He, you know, he can be dominant. And he has the puck. And the puck is, like, on a string for him. And, you know, he's just, again, it's hard to defend when you're that big and you're that smart and you can just he can nitpick you in a second if you make the wrong move at him. You know, if you go at him with the wrong angle, he'll just make you pay. He makes those passes that are sick. But then again, he was on tonight. Again, the whole line was on tonight. That first line was sick. You know what I mean? Like, it was what they're supposed to be.
That's an A game from your A player.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it starts the right the road trip the right way. Against an opponent you should beat, and they did. And what'd they do? 17, 18 minutes, whatever it is.
Matt played about 18, yeah.
Not taxed for tomorrow night, you know.
Miko ended up playing 20.
Okay.
I think part of that is probably they snuck him out there for an extra shift or two.
Looking for a Hattie.
Trying to see if he can get the Hattie.
You want to make sure you keep the guys happy and stuff. Yeah. So, but somewhere, somehow, they didn't get taxed. And then
not at all.
Tomorrow will be an easier back-to-back against that. You know, again, let's not kid ourselves. Vancouver's rested. They haven't played in three, 4 days, and they're at home for 8 games. This is their first game of an 8-game homestand, so they're going to want to – I know they lost Demko, but they're going to be sharp. You know what I mean? So,
how do you have an 8-game homestand?
Yeah, what kind of planet is that?
Well, they've been on the road a lot.
Was 6, for the record.
They've been on the road a lot, Vancouver, kind of like the Avs, you know. That's what Talk was telling me that day. He's like, kind of like this team. We've been on the road a lot.
Yeah.
NHL schedule, baby.
Yeah.
that was our three stars. Obviously, plenty of other guys who had very good games tonight. Don't want to take anything away from those guys.
Yeah, honorable mentions to both Devontaeves and Eustace Onanen.
No, absolutely. And then in particular.
Yeah, he was awesome.
The thing we've asked NHL or Avalanche goalies to do all year. Okay, you lit on some early ones, tough. Lock it down. And then does that tonight. And it wasn't a freebie either. He has to make a big save on an out-of-the-box breakaway on Huberdeau.
Yep.
There were some real saves that Anandon had to make.
He had a couple of saves on all-man rushes and or breakaways that, when the game was still competitive, kept it there.
Yep.
Like down by one or tied, he made 2-3. Because Vladar was making the saves. And we're like, man, those are saves. And then all of a sudden, he started making the saves. And then I think the guys felt that. Then all of a sudden, you're like, all right, we're going to give you a little bit of breathing room here. You know what I mean? And they did. He never looked back.
Yep. He seemed like he just kept playing into the moment he was in.
Yep.
And that is one of those really encouraging things from a young goaltender.
Yep.
You know.
You can handle the pressure a little
bit. Exactly. You get down and you don't get down on yourself. You don't get mad. And one goal turns into two, which turns into four. And now you've lost the game. 2-on-3 shots with the team playing really, really well. It was tough. I was looking at him in net, watching his body language a bit.
Yep.
Looking at the ice. You know, he's bent over. He's kind of going through his routine. And it was fine.
Locked it in. Yeah.
Yeah, he was fine. The rest of the game, he was great.
There you go. All right. On that note, you guys got us to over 100 likes. So we got some winner shots here for you. We appreciate y'all. Thank you very much. Some Dr. Dubs Vitamin W right here for you as the Avs.
Dubs.
Four in a row, baby. One more and they're a wagon.
Is it four in a row? Yeah.
Five is a wagon. They need one more.
Right, so they're streaking right now.
They're heating up. Heating up? Is that what we said?
Yeah, they're on a heater right now. Winning streak is three. A heater is four. A wagon is five.
There you go. Heater. To wagon. That's what the Avs need to do tomorrow.
Six is problem. We'll get there.
We'll worry about it when it's six. Yeah, exactly. Tomorrow's problem, maybe literally. But for tonight, just an all-around great game from Colorado. Again, I don't want to understate. It isn't just, oh, yeah, they scored six goals. Great, they dominated this team. It's that mechanically, this game never should have been close. Colorado went out there. They imposed their will on the game and basically did whatever they wanted to Calgary for most of the night. That includes winning the special teams battles. Power play gets one early, obviously. And then the PK goes a perfect 3-for-3.
PK was really, really, really good tonight.
Yep.
Was the key not having Logan O'Connor on it? Was he holding the PK back?
I don't think that was the key. I do think adding Brandon Duhaime and Yakov Trenin, though.
And Walker.
And Sean Walker, too.
Yeah. Yakov Trenin has been super good on that PK so far.
Yep.
And he's won some key draws, which is nice.
I mean, it kills 20 seconds.
Yeah.
It does.
It's that an eighth of the power play is just over.
It's 20 seconds you're not defending. It's 20 seconds you're not getting tired.
Yep.
We've seen a handful of power plays this year. They score. Teams will score in the final 30 seconds.
Because there's no gas left. Yep.
Team's been out there forever.
Good point.
So you get it. You get a – we're watching one of them right now. you get a guy that is capable of winning you that faceoff, and you just clear it down the ice. All right, great. It's 20 seconds gone. How annoying is it when the Avs are on the power play?
Every power play.
They lose the opening faceoff. It gets cleared down, and all right, well, at best, a minute 40 seconds for your power play.
Yep. No good, no fun.
Yeah, it's not a lot of time, and then you have to get set up, and you have to, then you go from there.
Yep.
It was, it was great. Like, the PK is a big step forward. It's a really bad Calgary power play.
It's
I get it.
No good, for sure.
I get it. I don't care. You have to kill penalties.
It's true. Even one of the worst power plays in the league still scores 15% of the time on their power plays, so. You got to be good enough to not let that happen to you.
What the?
What? You didn't see my tweet? It was that.
Oh, my God.
Did you post it?
Yeah. It's from the GIF of that old guy who ate too much food. It's a meme. Don't worry about it. It's really encouraging, I think, And I saw chat mention some of this. I get it. Calgary sold. They're not a good team. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Totally.
You bring in a bunch of new guys. This is only the second game with these dudes in the lineup. And not only do you get a great team game, yes, the Av stars popped off, yes, all that, but you get a Casey Mittelstadt goal. You get a Brandon Duhaime point. You get Sean Walker heavily involved in anything. Oh. And even the guy who didn't get a point, Trennan, as you mentioned, was a monster on the PK for them.
Yeah.
It's nice when guys can jump in and be effective for you immediately.
Yeah, and I think the new guys could have easily been their own separate star of the game.
For sure, as a unit, yeah.
Because Brandon Duhaime was really, really good in this game.
That he was.
Yeah, he was fast. He showed a little bit of puck skill there that he has not been showing for his entire NHL career. Pretty good night for him. Showed that physicality, you know, get some time on the PK. Like, the guy, he's just fitting in.
Yep.
And he's the easiest one, I think, to get into your lineup and just
roll him.
He'll just play the same way.
Exactly. His game is meat and potatoes, north, south. No fancy, no nonsense. Just let him go. Trennan had some moments. Most notably, the one
ran out of a little bit of talent there.
Yeah. Tried to make a cute little move and
met the ice with his entire body. Yeah.
Got knocked down. That was tough. But you love the confidence. You love that he's trying out there trying stuff. That's great. And then, you know, we've already talked about Sean Walker and how good he was. Casey Mittelstadt, though, this is a super encouraging Casey Mittelstadt game. Of like, it was a tough first game. We all talked about it. That night, hard circumstances.
And that dude was flying up the rush left and right tonight.
Yeah, he was very involved. He had a breakaway that he does not score on, and then he does score.
On a two-on-one next kind one. Of situation.
Yeah, on his next opportunity, gets that goal, and it was a good night for him. It was a good night for everybody, really. There isn't an Av that you're looking at going, bad night. Honestly.
But you want to see particularly someone like Mittelstadt, who you have hitched your wagon to as an important part of your top six for the foreseeable future.
Like, let's be real. As much as you can be like, oh, Duhaime and Trennan, great, they're fitting in. Sean Walker at best is a second pairing D. Casey Mittelstadt has to be a dude for you.
Yep. Exactly.
A dude.
So that was, encouraging. It was encouraging.
Eric.
Yes, sir.
You're two games in with a new team. Can you feel it already if you're Casey Mittelstadt? Do you know already if it's going to work or not?
Yeah, you do. And like I said, it's overwhelming at first because you're just going to new horizons and you're going somewhere where the expectations are to win it all.
Yeah.
It's a complete different mindset if it's the opposite. If you're going somewhere where they're not going anywhere. Because you lose, this is different. You got to come here, and AJ just said it. You got to come in and be the dude. You know what I mean? You got to be the guy of what you're asking to be, which is second line center behind Nathan MacKinnon. But you can see they're getting a little bit more minutes now on the, we joke all the time on the second half of the power play, but they're getting a little more now. And you will, because when you have pieces like that, you know he can help you. But I think it was important for him to get off the, you know, like get on the board. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like making a nice play.
It doesn't start to become a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not like, and most importantly, like I said, it's a different mindset because you come in here, you're supposed to win it all. So it's a different thing for all the guys from Walker to Mittelstadt to Duhaime to Trennan. And it couldn't happen at a better time. You get a little bit hectic. You're home. You have one game. You have a practice, a day off. All right, try to figure things out. Where am I going to be when we come back from the road trip? And, you know, and they must have figured that out before that. Now you have a nice little week where you get to learn and know your teammates.
Yeah.
And it's a very big thing. You know what I mean? Because at home, it's totally different. Guys have wives, kids, whatever it is. Different things, and you know, on the road you're just together at the hotel, you get on the bus, you go to practice, you go to a city, you go to the airport, you play cards, you chat, you know, on the plane you have a Coors Light or whatever it is, and you just get to know one another, and then you get to know the staff, you get to know the
the people that are around the team, you know what I mean, that are with you every day, you know, from the, you know, the PR people, to, you know, from Brendan to guys like that. You just familiarize yourself with how things work here. You familiarize yourself with the culture that's around winning it all, which they know how to do it. They did it 24 months ago, right? So, or whatever it was, 20 months ago, 22 months ago. So it's awesome. It comes at a right time that they're going to be together. And then you get a little bit of success tonight, like pretty much everybody. Even Trennan didn't get a point, but again, he's been asked to do different things and he's contributing differently.
There's a lot more things than getting points that you have to do to
exactly
win.
That's what I'm saying. The guys fit in. The guys fit in. And then it's been, what, two wins, right?
Yeah.
Look at Parisi. We were making fun, not of him, but like, remember when it started to get on that skin? He's like, honey, I swear they're good. You know what I mean? I swear I'm leaving, you know what I mean, like the family for a few months. But they're
well,
good.
Well, now he's not in the lineup and they're winning.
No, I know.
Coincidence?
Again, yeah, no, sarcasm.
Have you ever seen Zach Parise in a win in the same room at the same time?
Yes. So those guys, sarcasm. Don't want people to go nuts here. So anyway, I think it's important that they get together as a group this week, and you know what I mean, like go out together, all together. I'm sure they have some stuff planned, and you know, and go from there. So
it's an encouraging start
for sure.
The first game was tough; it was a really tough circumstance,
and you won it.
Yeah, but tonight, that's encouraging. I'm really curious. You got him in part, so he can go out and match up against some of these monsters out west that have center depth. So that he can go head-to-head against an Elias Lindholm. Well, all right, let's see how this goes. It'll be in Vancouver. I'm sure that he'll get a little bit of Elias Pettersson, JT Miller, some of these guys.
Real dudes.
Yeah, he's gonna have to have a game. And I'm super curious. Avs, it's a scheduled loss. Rested versus not rested. Sega, blah, 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 blah. We'll see.
See what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Tomorrow's a great test for everybody. Yep. New guys, goaltender, whatever.
You got a rested goaltender? I mean...
On that note, get yourself over to American Financing and save yourself a bundle of money. American Financing saves their average customer $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity and wiping out high interest credit card debt. When you add that up, that is over $10,000 a year that American Financing can be saving you. Right now, mortgage rates are lower than they've been in a very long time, so you can get in while the rate is at a good point. They might even be able to close your loan in as fast as 10 days, so they can help you quickly. Make sure you get with them. They're available in all 50 states, but they are a local company here to Colorado. And they've been doing this for 25 years, over which time they've helped thousands of customers save real money and put themselves into better financial positions. Call American Financing today, and you may even be able to delay two mortgage payments when you call them and let them know DNVR sent you over at 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000, or go to AmericanFinancing.net/DNVR. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And then, I don't know if anyone's told you, but we're about to get a lot of snow. Like a lot of snow in Colorado. And you're going to want to make sure, both before and after, that your roof is good. Dude, I'm so scared that that's going to happen to me. Like, I'm going to have to, like, go knock snow off my roof on Thursday night, and I might die. It might happen.
I'll tell you a funny story, but I'll tell you after.
Red Hawk Roofing, make sure you got everything you need with your roof. They'll come out, they'll do an inspection, they'll get up there, they'll take pictures. Cost you nothing. Completely free inspection. They'll let you know what's going on with it. Hopefully it's all good, but if there is something wrong, they can get you all fixed up. And given that you're about to have a ton of snow on your roof, they are available 24/7. They do emergency calls. So if something terrible does happen with all of this snow, Red Hawk Roofing has your back. They can come out and get your roof patched up if it needs it. Go over to redhawkroofing.com today. They're the best local roofers here in Colorado. Go get with them. Make sure your roof is good to go. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. I want to reiterate this. I know Calgary's not very good.
Well, hold on. We got to go back to your Red Hawk.
You can tell this on pod? Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't want to like.
No. I was saying like, no. Like, talk about snowing. So I was playing in Newfoundland, the Leafs farm team, my first year in the American League. No, second year. I live with this guy named Ken McRae. Awesome dude. And we come back from a road trip. You heard about the Chevy Chevettes, right? You know, so we lived St. John's, Newfoundland's called the Rock, right? Because it's right on the edge and it's the furthest point east on the map.
Yep.
So when the storms come in, buddy, like it's right on the side of the ocean. Our house is, our rental house is right there. Right on the cliff there, right on the edge. It was a shit box. Like, it was awful. I mean, trust me. It's the miners, right? So anyway, so we come back from this road trip and we lived at the top of the hill and then our Chevette wouldn't go up the hill. So we had to leave the Chevette at the bottom of the hill because we couldn't make it up
the hill. Won't make it.
No. So we walked up with our luggage and our dress shoes and, you know, like all the
all
up.
Your stuff, yep.
And then we were like, what the fuck? We couldn't find our house. I swear to God, it was buried under the snow. I've never seen anything like that in my life. So we had to dive in like this. We're like assuming this is where the front door is. We dove in. We're going like this all the way to the bottom to try to open the door and get in. I swear. So you talk about snow. That's a shit ton of snow right
that
there.
That is unbelievable.
All right. Well, for Denver, it's a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not 20 feet of snow. Only 2 feet.
Yeah, that was like, holy shit, snow.
Yep. That's an unbelievable story.
That's crazy. Right, like we had to dive in.
I believe you. It's just no crazy. I'm glad I don't live there.
Yeah. And the Chevette was at the bottom of the hill for a couple of days. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Third period.
Just chilling.
Of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. I wanted to reiterate this because I know Calgary's not a great team. I know there was no Markstrom tonight.
I don't care.
Colorado was out without Lehkonen and without Parise tonight.
Yeah, and like, great. But like the Avs walked into this game with 14 wins and 19 losses on the season on the road.
True.
You got to win games.
Yeah.
And you got to do it on the road. You're not going to win a championship if you can't win some games on the road. You don't got to be dominant, but you got to hold water. And that, I mean, that's an ass-kicking tonight. That's a good one. That's a good build. You got three more games on this road trip.
Yep.
You win tomorrow night.
Now you're cooking.
You're yeah. guaranteed a .500 road trip no matter what.
Yep.
How we would have... I don't know. I was going to say something I shouldn't say. We would have been very excited had they gotten a .500 road trip out of that Eastern fiasco coming out of the All-Star break.
Oh, totally.
So... You know, you just need to, you need to finish. You need to, it's a good day. It's a good start. I don't care about the quality of teams at this point. It's about 2 points. It's about 2 points. They got those. They put pressure on everybody else. Dallas choked at home. Blew a 3-0 lead to Florida. Lost 4-3. Haha. Sucks to suck.
Is this a fifth grade situation? Do you have sweep this road trip?
A fifth grade situation?
Yeah. Is that what you said? Was it fifth grade?
No, it was second grade.
Okay, that's way more reasonable. Also, yeah. Is that the situation with this road trip?
Kinda.
Okay, just checking. Moving on.
ask me about my wiener.
It's nights like tonight where you can see how Colorado has built a contender this year, right? They have the pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, like with Lehkonen back, with a Parise back in the lineup, you feel like this team really is pretty darn strong. But they have to go out and do it consistently down the stretch here.
And you have to do it on the light like tomorrow night.
Yeah, exactly.
On a Sega Baba
against a
good team, a rested team. That's, I mean, yes, their first game back after, but it wasn't that crazy of a road trip. They were in the West, and it was only three games, but. Still, like, you can catch them off guard, especially if you play tonight. It's not that bad from Calgary to Vancouver. It's not, unless there's trouble, you know, with the plane and stuff. You're talking about should be in the hotel by 12:30. So it's fine. You know what I mean? It's not bad.
Also, you're 2-0 against them?
Yeah.
They're not going to love that.
No, exactly.
They're going to want
and
this
And again,
one.
Measuring sticks, right? I mean, yep. That's just what you do. So, but then well, again,
and
I just
for a
saw,
long time, you've even talked about how Rick Tocchet has mentioned,
yes.
the Avs remain a measuring stick.
It does.
As much as Avalanche fans want to, oh, they're not this, they're not that, you know, oh, the whatever, the poo-pooing. But in the eyes of everybody else, the Avalanche remain a measuring stick.
Yep.
They have a, they have, I will comfortably say, a Hart Trophy finalist. Probably a Norris Trophy finalist as well in Cale Makar.
Yeah.
You are 2 years removed from a Stanley Cup championship. You are a measuring stick. You and just are.
And that's what Talk was talking about adversity. And, you know, when they were here last time, this team was going through adversity. They had lost like 3-4 in a row. And, you know, he said that they looked at how the Avs responded, you know what I mean, when they went through adversity. And like Talk said, you don't ask or you don't plan for adversity. Oh, it's coming tomorrow. He goes, you know, it just freaking shit hits the fan. It hits the fan. And you got to be able to.
You deal with it when it arrives at your doorstep.
It. And you deal with it the way you think you can deal with it as a team. And that's where you see a lot of what you have, right? You see people's true colors through adversity. That's what you do as players, as teams, as coaches, as management. So I think it is a big test for them tomorrow. So they'll be ready. But then again, the Avs, you know, will be ready too, because they want to know, and they know that what they have for those last 20 games, right? You know what I mean? And be ready for the big dance. So, and don't underestimate either. Gabe's on the trip, which is awesome. You know what I mean? Not because he's going to play next week, just because to be around the guys is huge. To be around the new guys is huge. The new guys to, you know, when you're not playing, you have a lot more time and you don't have to worry about yourself so much. And it's easy to take a guy out or a couple guys out to dinner, you know, this week, or go hang out and get a coffee at the hotel with, you know, Trennan or whatever, or, you know, do AIM. And it makes you feel better. I think he's going to do a big job this week. I think part of it was why he's on that road trip. And then for himself as well, right? We talk about it. It's freaking shitty to be by yourself, like, a long time during the year. When you're injured, it sucks. You know what I mean? And there's no other word for it. So I think it goes hand in hand. It's kind of fun to see him there with the guys. I think the coaches can benefit from that too, having, you know, him. He is the captain. He is the, you know, like, he can calm things down, and something you can just look at him and go, okay, you go deal with it.
Yeah,
I know you're not playing right now, but you go deal with it. You know what I mean? And when you're not playing, you can deal with things like that. You know what I mean?
Someone to balance the insane intensity of Nathan MacKinnon trying to win everything he's ever done in his entire life.
That's it. So I think it's important he's on the road trip. I think it's awesome.
Absolutely. Look,
on a smaller scale, they're a measuring stick too.
I think
they've been top of the West for most of this season. You'd love to sweep them. I assume they don't have another game after this, but maybe they do.
So, I don't know. I don't actually know.
You'd love to go 3-0 on them on the season series. And they do have some great players on their roster. The guy that I think is going to win the Norris in Quinn Hughes is on that roster. So it's a bit of a measuring stick for Cale Makar.
Yep. Not hard to talk yourself into reasons to compete in that hockey.
Exactly. The effort that the Wild gave in Denver last week.
Yeah.
That's what you want to see the Avs put out there.
Yeah.
Go do that. Grind it out. Make their goaltender be spectacular to stop you from stealing that game.
Yep. And just for the record, scoreboard watching, standings watching, Avs a game in hand, 2 points back of Dallas. Now, you know, Winnipeg is in there with multiple games in hand, still competing for the top of the Central. But there's a pretty decent chance the Avs are competing directly with Dallas for home ice in that first series.
Yeah, absolutely. That's winning the Central Division at this point is probably a long shot.
Yep.
It's not impossible. It's not unfathomable. But you would need stuff to go your way.
Yep.
They need that home ice, man. And if you're going to go and get that home ice, you got to win some road games in this last portion of the season.
Yep.
So they grow up just enough and start to figure out their game on the road to catch Dallas, surpass them, and get home ice. You feel much better about a first round for them.
And this is the last game. I just looked. This is the last game tomorrow against Vancouver.
I assumed it was, being a Pacific team.
All right. Well, on that note, if you didn't check or you're not a diehard, we did just drop a roundtable today talking about our thoughts on the NHL trade deadline. If you're a diehard, go check it out. If you're not, consider becoming one, as especially with the ramp up to the playoffs, we're going to have a ton of diehard-only content, and it really helps support us. It's you know, just the easiest way to support us directly if you want to support us on this podcast or all of the other content we make. And the Die Hard membership comes with a ton of stuff. You get a free t-shirt when you sign up. You get access to that content I talked about. You also get to become part of our Discord, and you get great discounts at the bar and on our merch and everything else we do. Basically, you get a discounted access to. So it's a great time to become a Die Hard right now. And again, it supports us a ton. It's the best way you can support us here at DNVR is by becoming a diehard. So consider doing that and helping us out. Buy us a new soundboard. No kidding. And then also, if you want to watch your amps, make sure you get Fubo TV. You can go over to FuboTV.com/DNVR today. Sign up there. You can get a free trial if you want to test it out, just see how it works. But it's got your abs and nuggets right on there. 140 other channels, movies, TV, news, whatever you need, Fubo has you covered. Use that QR code on screen or go to FuboTV.com/DNVR to get 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro. They're great. Cannot recommend them enough. It's the easiest way to watch sports in Colorado right now. So go check them out. Comes with 1,000 hours of DVR, too, when you get Fubo Pro. At FuboTV.com/DNVR. All righty. Super chats, and then we'll get our final thoughts here. $20 from Drew, who says, I hate you guys. You have me eating ranch corn nuts.
Hell yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That's Rudo and AJ's thing, but I sneak him in.
Incredibly generous. $50 here from Robin. That's ridiculous. Thank you so much. Thanks for all that you do. Cheers. Much love. Very generous of you. And then Melody with the $2 always here. Yay for W. Fun game. It was a fun game for the Avs side of things.
It was a fun game. You know, it's a nice game, nice easy game when the third period is going on. And
we're just like,
Kale and Tiff are messing around with all the board stuff and trying to fix all the audio issues that have been going on in the studio this week.
And we're trying to figure out what song Eric is singing in French. Yeah.
Eric keeps singing songs in French, and we're like, what song is this? No.
Okay. Love.
Yeah, it was an easy period. For real, for real.
Yeah, we didn't have like a single serious conversation all period.
During that whole period. The most serious conversation we had was like, can the clock hurry up?
Yeah. It was like, oh, they back-to-back penalties, huh? And then there was some sketchy stuff that happened with Calgary, and it was like,
okay.
6-2, am I right? 6-2.
It was really a fun game. Was a great one for Colorado. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Or I don't know. This wasn't really a gift. The Avs earned this one all the way through.
They took it.
Yep.
And we didn't talk about it much, but a little bit. Used to sound at him.
Pretty good.
Got, whether it was intentional or unintentional, got a big confidence boost.
Yep.
From that front office at the trade deadline saying,
whether
we like it or not, you're our guy.
Yep.
I would just say make them like it.
There you go.
Go out there and
make them make decisions.
Show well enough at the end of this year that they don't even need to worry about that position.
I agree.
I'm about
in the offseason that whatever happens with Georgiev will happen, but that Anonin is one of the two names that is inked into the roster for next season. Don't give up that spot. Just don't do it.
I know there's a lot of days off. Did he earn another start in the month of March?
What?
Did Anonin earn another start in the month of March?
Hit me with their schedule real quick since I know you're looking at it.
Vancouver tomorrow, obviously. Then 2 days off. Then Edmonton. Then 2 days off. Then St. Louis. St. Louis is the game. The last of the road trip. They do get 2 more days off and then come home to Columbus, too. So,
and then after that?
Pittsburgh, Montreal, and then real teams after that.
Yes.
Well, he's getting a couple games there.
Because I'm pretty sure.
Pittsburgh's a matinee game, so that would be a decent one, too.
Yeah. He's getting 2 games in there.
I'm also pretty sure that he'll play the Columbus at Columbus game that I believe is on
the start of
the first
April.
Week of April. Yeah. I think it's that Monday.
It is, yes. Which is a back-to-back.
You know how I know that?
It's
the start time.
Yeah.
yeah, exactly. We didn't talk about it a whole lot. Nathan McKinnon, 2 points, 8 points from setting a new Avalanche record.
Yep.
And his best ever.
Just already his best ever. Just for the record, that record that Joe Sakic set in 95-96.
Oh, you're right, 95-96.
He then turned around and won a Conn Smythe that year, too. So,
not bad to follow in those footsteps, yeah.
God, he was clutch that playoff.
Wolf. I mean, he had, what, 19 games going into that cup final? Or, I'm sorry, 19 yeah. goals? 18 or 19 goals, something like that, going into the
Vancouver
cup final?
Series yeah. in the first round, he was unreal.
He was a monster, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to score that many goals in the postseason? Silly. Having that many points in a postseason is like you had a wonderful postseason. And it said he just would not stop scoring goals. Well, anyway, he was incredible, and my point is that...
That's just every night for
just,
him, yeah.
Just Nathan MacKinnon is on that same kind of level that Sakic was that first year in Colorado. I know it's a different league, different competition, blah, 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 but...
It's pretty good.
It's pretty... It's easy to conjure up optimism when you see something like that.
No doubt about it. Especially if you can get games like you have recently out of guys like Mikko.
And I'm just going to say, I think it would be the funniest thing in the world for Austin Matthews to score this magical number of 75 goals.
That's just whatever.
That seems to have pushed people into deciding if he gets to 75, he automatically gets the heart. He could win that, and then Nathan MacKinnon could win the Conn Smythe, and it'll just be like, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? I would love for him to win the heart. I don't care. I want him to win the Conn Smythe.
If you make me pick, it's obvious which one I'm picking.
I care a little.
Same.
I care a little.
But if I have to pick, you take the Conn Smythe every time.
Absolutely.
Always.
There's like a 99% chance you've won the Stanley Cup if you win the Conn Smythe.
I also would have to double check, but I don't think there's a great history of Hart winners winning the Conn Smythe in the same year.
I couldn't tell you, yeah.
I wouldn't know.
I really don't think there's a great history of Hart, Art Ross, Conn Smythe all happening at the same time. So, you know, let Kucherov go.
You can pop off at the end of the year and go win a cup instead.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to get out of here. We will be back, obviously, for tomorrow night's game. Super late one.
God.
Your pillows.
It'll be an adventure. But we appreciate all y'all hanging out with us for this one. Go check out all of our post-game content. AJ's going to be slaving up all night doing all the writing. I got to do a video.
Can't really say that. I'm getting paid.
Yeah, it's not slavery. Right?
Yeah.
We're still going to be up late, though. We appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you on the next one.
We all silly like the mayor.
Yeah, it's so much easier.